Welcome to the Fourth Dimensional Podcast. My name is Xlert, and oh my fucking god, I'm doing so good in life. Unless I'm here to talk about it. I have no intro. I'm not gonna do anything. Like, I'm not gonna like put an ad in the middle of the shit or anything. That's just not like. And maybe we should just get started since you guys are ready. Today is October 10th, and it is almost the end of the year, meaning I should get started with throwing away all of my shit now, because at the end of summer in 2020, I read a book called, fuck, I forgot what it was called as soon as it came up in my mind. I read a book by Marie Kondo. It's called Tidying Up. Tidying Up by Marie Kondo. And she basically. The main point I took away from that book was that if it does not bring value, and if you're not going to use it within the next year, throw it away. Look at a piece of clothing or a toy or anything. Hold it in your hands. Look at it. Really take it all in and think, are you going to use this? And does it bring value to your life right now? And if it doesn't, relive the memories, everything you have with it, and throw that away. And as a result of that book, last year in 2020, by the end of summer, I threw away three trash bags full of clothes and other shit. I gave away most of my clothes. I gave them away. To less fortunate. Not less fortunate. Like, I didn't just put it in one of those fucking bins. I gave it away to a thrift store, the one I usually go to. Weird thing, I've never seen any of my fucking clothes there. I must have had some bangers, bro. Niggas, that shit sold out quick. I had hella Overwatch shirts. I had some Tokyo Ghoul shirts, some Cowboy Bebop. Nigga, I had all the anime shirts. You don't see, nah, I wouldn't, nah. But the best thing about that is, once you throw it away, you're gonna look back on it and you're gonna think, man, I don't miss any of that shit. A lot of the shit I've thrown away, I don't even remember what the fuck I threw away. And I love that. I didn't even take pictures, I just threw it the fuck away. Cause none of that shit I needed, bro. And I fucking love that I just ridded all of that shit. I'm so fucking proud of myself for doing that. And all of the important shit I have with me. But, over the year I did grow a lot of shit. I bought a lot of stuff. Nigga, I have a shirt with topless women on it. And as soon as I got it, and I was like, how am I gonna wear this? Where am I gonna go with this? Why did I just buy this? This is so stupid. And I don't know what to do with it now. So I'm just fucking pissed. Because I spent at least $12 on this fucking shirt. And it's like, damn. Like, I know I got a good price on it. But at the same time, what am I gonna do with this? I can't wear this. I can't ethically just go out and wear this shirt. You can if you want to, but I care about the kids, man. I'm not just gonna wear a shirt of topless women on it. That's not me. That's weird, bro. It's weird. I'm not afraid of what people will think. I just don't want kids looking at my fucking shirt. That's, like, that's weird. Like, where am I gonna wear this? There's nowhere to wear this. I don't even get shit with, like, guns on it and shit. So, that might be something I might have to give away. I don't think I can even give it to a thrift store. Oh, man, I don't know what to do with it. It's sort of like a Playboy shirt. I'm like, I gotta think about what I'm gonna do with it. But yeah, let me talk about how good my life is for a second. So, in the span of from September 29th to today, October 10th, I've done a lot. And just a preference, that's September 29th to October 10th. That is 1 to 3 weeks. In 3 weeks, I gained 382 views. No, wait, that was the last 28 days. I mean, I wasn't making videos before that, so 328 views. I hold on. Hold on. Okay, nothing. I thought something like was fucking up. I gained 300. I'm okay, you know how many fucking views I got. Let me stop talking about it. I got a computer. I got another book to read, which I am hoping to finish soon because I'm going to finish Catcher in the Rye soon. I got protein powder. I wanted this shit since last year. I didn't get my food yet. I didn't get food yet. But I got a nice looking chest now. I started actually exercising again. I started the routine again. I was doing it like almost the whole damn year. I was doing it a lot. But I stopped after a while. I don't know why. I just stopped. And once you stop, it's very hard to get back on. It's like an RPG. So I started back when I got my protein powder. My hair is growing amazingly. I got my shampoo. My Dr. Bronner's or Dr. Bronner's Liquid Castile soap. So fucking amazing. Look, dude, it is an 18-in-1 soap. You can wash the dishes with it. You can wash your clothes with it. You can wash your hands and face with it. You can wash your hair with it. You can wash your balls with it. It's amazing. It's amazing. All you have to do is dilute it. Meaning you have to at least wet your hair before you put it on, or you just have to fill the bottle up with more water. You just gotta dilute it. But it's amazing, bro. It's so good. I got peppermint flavor. I suggest you don't get that because you know how you eat a peppermint and your mouth is real cold? That's how it is when you wash any part of your body with it, especially your fucking balls. I suggest getting, I don't know, lavender or some shit. But I got all these records. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I'm very fucking happy. And this might be a very short podcast because I don't have anything to say. I'm happy and I got things to do today. I upload almost every fucking day. And on the days I don't upload, I was like, okay, let me put one of my albums up there. One of the fucking six albums I made in the past 7 months. I put one of those up there. So far, I'm on album four. I put album four up there. I might have to start making some real videos and stop like lazing around. But oh my God, I think I should just talk about like the two most, my two favorite videos so far. So, in the span of September 29th to 2021, no, I mean, in the span of October 29th to October, I mean, September 29th to October 10th, I have made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 videos, including the, all the albums I dropped. And the ones I got the most views on is the video I made yesterday, no, 2 days ago, 2 days ago of Why I Love The Last of Us Part 2. I made a video 4 days ago, tips for improving mental health. And I made a 4 minute video called Video Games Are Drugs, which that is the most viewed video I have. That has 121 views, and the Last of Us video has 90 views, whereas the improving mental health video has 76 views. And I think the best video I have, my best two videos, my number one best video is definitely the Last of Us video, but the second one is the tips for improving mental health, most definitely. And the third best is the sexuality and homophobia one, which didn't get, it only got 11 views in 5 days. It only got 11 views. But that is one of my best videos. And the thing about it is, those videos, those three videos I mentioned, were a part of my last four real videos. Like, aside from the albums, it was my last four real videos. I'm just happy. I don't even know what to explain right now. I don't even know what to say. I'm going to continue this by maybe next weekend. I'm going to get my food. I'm signing up for food stamps. I'm in school. I forgot to mention that. Yeah, I'm in college. I'm taking two classes right now. I'm in college. Community college. It almost slipped my mind because I don't even think of it like that. It's literally just on Mondays and Wednesdays. I don't think of it at all, really. It's not easy, but it's something. It's not hard. And I'm glad it's not hard. And I'm also, I'm not pissed, but I'm not excited. I would have been excited if it was physical, like actually going to school physically. But you know how the world is. And that pisses me off. That makes me sad. It makes me sad. Because, like, I don't want to go to college anyway. So the fact that I have to go, not have to, but the fact that I am going, and to make it even worse, I'm not even going, like, in real life, live, makes it worse. Because that just makes it harder to, what's the word? Not communicate, but network. It makes it harder to network with people. And a lot of people in my class are old. Like, not, yeah, they're old relative to me. So it's like, fuck, man. You know what I mean? But I am working on a relationship with a certain person right now that I know on Instagram. I don't know her on Instagram. Oh, I knew her when we were children, and now we're adults. And we're following, we both follow each other on Instagram. That's what it is. And our conversations aren't, hey, I remember you from when you were a kid. It was not that. It's, you know, just, I'm just trying to get to know her more now. And hopefully I can start something with her. I just, not something, like I just want to have friendship. I want someone to elevate me to new heights. I want someone to get me to do shit. I want someone to get me the fuck out this fucking house. I'm fucking tired, but I'm not. I just talked about how fucking happy I was, bro. Let me see, y'all niggas gonna get me mad, bro. I'm not even talking to nobody. Wait, like, you know what I mean, bro. I'm tired, bro. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. But I'm still beating my dick every day. I'm still craving weed and cigarettes. And by the way, I threw away my pack of cigarettes. So give it a clap. I threw away my cigarettes. I threw them away. I had like six out of, I don't know, 20 or 10. I don't know. I had six of them. I'm not gonna lie. They were good. They were good. I enjoyed my time with them. And most of the time I smoked, it was a, oh man, why am I doing this? You know? Actually, no, it wasn't. It wasn't a, oh man, why am I doing this? That's how I feel with weed. Once I get out of it, once I'm over it, like once I'm done with it, I'm like, oh man, why did I, you know, when I'm not high no more, I'm like, oh man, why did I do that? But with cigarettes, it's like, you smoke when you're feeling down. With weed, you can smoke anytime. But with cigarettes, I smoked exclusively when I felt sad or I needed to think about something and clear my mind. And yeah, it's very unhealthy. I don't suggest anyone do it. Especially if you know you will get addicted to it, you have to stop. Don't do it. Me, I'm really good at not getting addicted. I'm really good at not getting addicted. That's why I can do so much shit like acid and, you know, wine and all that other shit. alcohol, NyQuil. That's how I can do it and not get addicted. You know? I think it's not because I can't get addicted. It's not like I'm that strong of a fucking person. I think it's like I've read and consumed a bunch of content that shows me the effects of getting addicted. Like one of my favorite movies and books of all time is Beautiful Boy, and it is a real life story written by the father of his son who gets addicted to drugs. It is a very touching story. And if you're not a reader, don't read the book because the book is long as fuck. And the crazy thing is the movie is like the movie's like I think I don't know 2 hours and 30 minutes maybe. When I saw it the first time, it felt like it was 3 fucking hours long. It's a long movie because a lot of shit happens. So don't, you know what I'm saying? Don't read the book if you're not a reader. But I'm not gonna spoil anything. I'm just gonna say essentially the story was a. I'll just say this. The story was named after a, I guess, a memoir that the father wrote. Because the father is a freelance writer. I think he writes books or some shit. It is a memoir or some shit, something like that, of a father writing like like a have you seen my son paper. He wrote up like a paper on it. I want to say an essay. And it ended with have you seen him? Have you seen my beautiful boy? And that's why it's called what it's called. That's all I'll say. It's very emotional. So yeah, don't smoke. I don't want to do any drugs right now. I don't crave anything right now because I'm too busy working. I'm high off life. I'm very happy right now. I'm doing my things. I wake up, I have my protein shake, I exercise, right after that I eat breakfast, and then I am free to do whatever the fuck I want. It's 1:56 right now, and I'm doing my podcast. After that, I literally have to just like sit down and think, what the fuck am I gonna talk about today? Because I have no ideas to make for a video. Usually I just come up with a video that day. So I'm just like, what am I gonna talk about? And then I talk about it for like 10 minutes and I upload it to my computer and I just chill. I chill out usually. And then I start editing usually at 5 p.m. And it'll usually take until maybe 10 or 11 to finish everything. And you know what I'm saying? Then I'm done. That's my day. I like it when I have more time where I have to do something like on a routine than free time. Because when you have a lot of free time, you do nothing. And when you do nothing, you get nothing done, obviously. And when you get nothing done, you feel horrible about yourself. That's why I'm doing this podcast right now. Because I had nothing to do right now. I had nothing to do, and I was really, really enticed to just beat my dick. So I was like, all right, let me do this podcast. Let me think of something. While I'm doing this podcast, I'm gonna think of something. And, you know, guess what just came in my mind when I was doing this podcast? What I said in the beginning. I'm gonna throw away a bunch of shit. And matter of fact, I might just fuck around and buy the damn book. I might go to a bookstore right now and buy a Marie Kondo book. Or maybe just any book like that to teach me about throwing shit away and cleaning up my space. And then I'll react accordingly. The plan today was honestly to either make a video on the GTA Definitive Edition or play the old school GTAs and just like talk about those games and why the Definitive Edition is needed. But honestly, I think the best way to do that and not waste time is to just play an ad and then just start talking about it right here on this podcast. So, what I have behind me is GTA 3 for the PlayStation 2. GTA Vice City for the PlayStation 2. And GTA San Andreas for the Xbox 360. I know the 360 is an inferior version to the PS2 version of San Andreas, but you don't know how much these goddamn games cost. You don't. These weren't just some fucking used games I got off of eBay. This shit was expensive. I haven't played these games much, honestly. I'll be honest with you. I haven't played these games much. Honestly, I bought three, Vice City and Manhunt on the same day. And Manhunt, I played the Manhunt the most. But the only thing that doesn't keep me on with that game is just the controls of everything. The PS2 controls in general sucks. I don't like it. I have Metal Gear Solid 3 or 2 or some shit. I have 2. Sons of Anarchy or Liberty or some shit like that. I have that Metal Gear Solid game. And the presentation is amazing, but the controls fucking suck, bro. These are the days that make you go, man, maybe I should get an emulator. Because it's like, fuck, my nigga. Like, you can't even ADS in the fucking game. You can't ADS in the shit. And when you do ADS, you can't move. It's annoying how the shit is. It's a fixed camera angle as well, so you can't move the camera. It's just annoying. But I think I'm going to, get in there and actually play the game seriously. It can't be that bad. Like, what were people thinking when the games first came out? Was it just like a they didn't care because at the time, they've never seen anything that good, so they can excuse the bad controls? Or was it like they had no idea what good controls were? That's just how what they were used to back then. That's all it was. Maybe like a TV. All like niggas in black and white TVs. All they knew were black and white. So they couldn't imagine anything better. So like for kids today to look at 720p or even like some shit from the 90s and go, "Oh my God, the quality's so fucking bad." Like, it's like, nigga, we didn't even have color. What are you talking about? Maybe it was like that. What was I even gonna talk about? The GTA Definitive Edition? Yeah. I'm excited for it. I know a lot of people are pissed because it's like, where's GTA 4? I mean, where's GTA 6? But I'm excited. We haven't gotten a Rockstar game since 2018. Rockstar has never made a bad game. What are we complaining about? We know that these games aren't going to have online. So why the fuck, when something like this comes out and people are like, "Yo, your company is garbage because the online mode is bad." That makes me angry because that is, I think that is a quintessential example of why, of how this new time in our lives is very just reactionary. It's just full of hate. It's full of people giving their opinion. No one can just sit down and say, "Yes, thank you, Rockstar. We're finally getting a new project after what, 9, 10, 11 years, 11, 4, 3 years. We're getting a new project. Thank you, Rockstar." I'm not saying we should kiss their asses, but and I'm also not saying we should not be. I'm also not saying we should be oblivious to the shady shit they do, like banning modders and shit. But guys, relative to Nintendo and EA, they're not as bad. Nintendo's online service is ass. There's no voice chat in the game. You can't use a headset with the fucking console. Oh, wait, now you can. Now you can in 2021. They made a $200 version of their console, of their Nintendo Switch that can't fucking switch. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. Come on. It's not even 4K. It came out in 2017. It's not even 4K. You know what else came out in 2017? The Xbox One X. You know what else came out in 2017? Or even probably 2016. I don't fucking know. The PS4 Pro. That's all I'm saying, bro. Why are we giving Nintendo the benefit of the doubt? Look at EA, my nigga. Them niggas said, you know what? Loot boxes are doing their thing right now. Let's up the ante. Like, come on. Look at Activision. Look at Activision Blizzard and what they're doing. Look at Blizzard making another Overwatch game, and all we've seen of it so far is the same shit with new maps and some characters are reworked. Not every character, just some characters are reworked. Nigga, why didn't they just do that shit in the first game? What makes this different? I will defend Rockstar because they've made the best games. We can shit on Bethesda because Fallout 76 was ass. We can shit on them for that. But what can you point to in Rockstar's gamography and say this shit was trash? Because it's not GTA Online. It's not. Yes, it's a cash grab, but it's fun as fuck. It's fun as fuck. Come on now. Especially right now. Especially right now. Because I bought GTA Online. Well, I bought GTA for PS5 in like September or August because I was getting ready for that car DLC that was coming out. And that car DLC is very fucking fun. And they're very generous with the money these days. They give you a million, they give you a million dollars, a million GTA bucks for every month that you have it. If on PlayStation only. Which is, yeah, it's shady, it's fucked up. It is really shady and fucked up. I can't say anything about it. But the game isn't bad. You're just tired of it. The game isn't bad. You just don't want to see, flying cars and you don't want to get grifted. The game isn't bad. I know I get pissed off every time I'm trying to do a cocaine lockup mission and there's just some nigga in a fucking flying back bike throwing missiles at me for no reason. But sometimes there are those gems where a nigga blew me up in the water because I was doing some cocaine mission and he texted me, was like, yo, sorry. And then he invited me to his boat. And I got on there and it was not a boat. It was a submarine. And then next thing you know, I was in another map doing a stealth mission with this dude. I had no idea what it was because I haven't played GTA in such a long time. And when we got done with it, my nigga, I had like $1.5 million. And that was only 40% of what he got. Like, what the fuck? And I know those moments are rare, but if you truly don't want to get fucked up, then go invisible. You can do that. You can go invisible. I forgot what the mode is called. But it's not like a separate thing. You can just literally, like, as soon as you die, passive mode. You turn on passive mode, and then you can do whatever you want and not get killed in the free world. But like relative to Call of Duty, where they're literally they ran out of ideas so much that they said, "Fuck it, let's do Modern Warfare again. Bring back all the same characters. Let's do the same thing." And then what was after that? Cold War, Black Ops Cold War? That was a new idea. That was fun. The 80s. I didn't play it because, you know, I'm not paying $70. But I heard it was, eh. But I seen it as Modern Warfare Part 2. And now look at the newest Call of Duty game, Vanguard. World War 2. Again. Again. How many times have they done this? Call of Duty 1 was World War 2. Call of Duty 2 was World War 2. Call of Duty 3 was World War 2. And then COD 4 was like, all right, let's switch it up. Let's go modern. Let's go modern. And Activision was like, yo, I don't think this shit is gonna work out. Hey, Treyarch, make a World War II. No, they made a Vietnam game. They made a Vietnam game. And they've never made a new one since. And both of those games sold well. Modern Warfare sold more. And was like, all right, fine, let's do this. Modern Warfare 2, great. Modern Warfare 3, great. Black Ops 1, great. Black Ops 2, great. Modern Warfare was modern, and Black Ops was Black Mirror. Black Mirror, near future. Near future. It was near future. You know? It was modern, but it had, like, you know, robot cars in it and shit. But it wasn't too crazy. It wasn't too crazy. We'll get to that in a second. And then Ghosts. An original story. A nice original story. A brand new IP that we haven't got in a long time. Because literally, the past six games that we've gotten was Modern Warfare, Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare 3, Black Ops 1, Black Ops 2. And then they make something original. And everybody hates it. Everybody hates it. And then they make something else original. Advanced warfare, jetpacks, flying cars, crazy shit, running on walls. It was wild, and I loved it. I personally loved it. I loved it. And then after that, BO3. In my opinion, the best Call of Duty of the next generation of current gen that we've gotten. Black Ops 3 was the best. The story mode was ass, but come on. Come on. Zombies and multiplayer was it made up for it in my opinion. And then Infinite Warfare. They went a little too crazy. Niggas went to space and shit, and everybody hated it. So it was like, fine, fine. You guys don't want an original idea. Let's go back to fucking World War II. And everybody loved it. Oh my God, World War II, I love it. And then everybody stopped playing halfway through the damn game. What did they do after that? Black Ops 4. Pretty much like Black Ops 3, except for there was no jetpacks. They tried to finesse niggas and make them think that this wasn't Black Ops anymore. This was a cool new boots on the ground game. No, it was still Black Ops. And nobody really fucked with it, really. It was a boring game. And niggas was like, fine. All right. Let's go back. Modern Warfare. Everybody loved it. I'm pretty sure it was one of the best-selling games of current gen. Everybody loved it. Everybody fucking loved it. So they was like, all right. New console, PS5, Series X. Let's do it again. And they came out with Modern Warfare Part 2. It was the same shit. Everybody was like, eh, you know. Yeah, it's okay. And now, the trilogy. Modern Warfare Part 3. World War II edition. And this is the last straw for a lot of people. A lot of people are now like, okay, yeah, I'm done with this shit. I'm done. So, you know, what else is there? Battlefield's coming out. I played the Battlefield beta. I'm not gonna lie, it's not for me. It's not for me. I think I like the Battlefield 1 more. This game, Battlefield 2042, makes me appreciate Battlefield 1 a whole lot more. Because Battlefield 1 was very fucking grounded. Especially relative to the other two games that came out that year, Titanfall and Infinite Warfare. Battlefield 1 was a World War II game. And there's not many World War II games out there. So all the weapons were, old. Old. No automatics and shit, unless it was like an LMG or a machine gun. There were no OP vehicles or anything. There were tanks, but they were big and slow and took 30 seconds to reload. There were planes, but it needed two people on it. And once it gets hit like two times, you're falling fucking down. It was very fucking fun. It was an all-out war. It was a huge map, usually fucking deserts and shit, but it was fun as fuck. And what makes that different than Battlefield 2042? The difference is that when I spawned in the game in Battlefield 1, I spawned in and I look up, and if I even seen planes, they weren't going to hit me because they didn't have fucking machine guns on them. They had a nigga in the back with a sniper on them. That's what it was. So, in Battlefield 2042, you spawn and you see jets and helicopters everywhere. And if they don't shoot you, maybe you can shoot them. Even if you do shoot them, and they can jump out of the fucking plane, put on their parachute, and shoot you, kill you, while they're still parachuting down. The game is a lot. It's very wild, and I'm sure a lot of people fucking love it. It's very crazy and wild and awesome. But it's not for me. I'm waiting for a nice competitive shooter to come out. I don't have time for, PUBG if there were 500 players instead of 100. So I think that's it for this podcast. I don't have anything to say. I don't have any money, so there's nothing to buy. I know I was going to talk about like something to buy or what I was looking at, but there's nothing to buy. Yesterday I saw some Pumas. They looked really cool. They looked a lot like Yeezys, so, and they were $50. But I didn't get them. So, yeah. That's it. Excellent.